Claudio and Stefan, and they will talk about computational computing on IBM, actually. We have heard a lot about AMD and Intel and even RISC-V now, but let's see what the IBM guys have out here as well.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Claudio Imbrenda. I am one of the maintainers for KVM on S390.
I'm Steffen. I'm contributor to the kernel on S390 and also maintainer of the S390 tools.
Yes, and we are here to talk about the same thing that the previous person talked about, but for S390. A few months ago, a colleague passed from my office and said, hey, there is a confidential computing track at FOSDEM. Maybe you should submit something. By the way, the deadline is tomorrow. So I did. I went to their website, and this was the call for paper. And it says, all my major process vendors, and there's Intel, AMD, ARM, Power, and like, So we are here to fix that. How are we going to do it? Overview. First of all, an overview of how the whole secure execution works. The life cycle, a small glimpse into how we handle swapping, and then Stefan will talk about attestation and confidential dump. So let's get started. So what it does, confidential virtual machines prevents the untrusted hypervisor or host from looking into the guest or touching things into the guest. It does not protect against an idle service attacks. It does not protect the guest from doing stupid things. Because we want to protect maybe the machine from malicious operators, hypervisors, compliance. If you're here, you know what I'm talking about, right? This is the grand scheme of thing, which you might think looks like most of confidential computing solutions, because, well, yes. So we have the what we call ultravisor. Everyone has a different name, so we call it ultravisor. It's the trusted entity in the whole system. It's the only entity that has complete access to the whole system, and it's implemented partially in hardware and